Time now to visit with Jeff Shepherd from Family Wealth Group. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Jack.
How are you, buddy? I'm good. How was your weekend, sir?
Oh, man, I had a blast this weekend. I had the privilege of traveling up to Boston to see my son, Reed, and they played against the Boston Celtics, my first time in a really long time being up to the Boston Garden up there and watching a ball game, and we won, and he hit some shots, played pretty good, and so it was a great
He played great, great dude. Weekend. Man, he was great. He was terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah,
I know you don't like to brag, but yeah, I'm sure
I like to brag. I like to brag. I just want him to keep doing better. I just want to when he does well, I just want it to
keep going. Getting better. So, there you go. Well, it will. It will. Of course it will. So what else is new, sir?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about a case study that on Friday before I left my London office, I left to zip out of London at about 1 o'clock and get up to Cincinnati.
At Kroger, we know that to-do lists, well, they're never short. And sometimes all those to-dos can get in the way of spending time with the ones you love. That's why same-day pickup and delivery from Kroger is such a game-changer. You can easily shop the same great prices and quality as you get in-store, and we'll bring your groceries right to you, satisfaction guaranteed, so you never compromise on the moments that matter most. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, we know that to-do lists, well, they're never short, and sometimes all those to-dos can get in the way of spending time with the ones you love. That's why same-day pickup and delivery from Kroger is such a game-changer. You can easily shop the same great prices and quality as you get in-store, and we'll bring your groceries right to you, satisfaction guaranteed, so you never compromise on the moments that matter most. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, there's some tall tales out there about UK Credit Union, like the one where you got to be a part of UK to join. Or when people say it's a hassle to become a member. Well, bless their stinking hearts, Billy. They're just plain wrong. Truth is, UK Credit Union's for all y'all. And joining is easy. In fact, you can become a member in under 3 minutes. Great rates, real benefits, and you don't have to wear blue and white to get them. It's UK Credit Union. We're not just for some, we're for all y'all. Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA.
And fly up to Boston. But before that, I was meeting with a couple of sisters that I worked with their mom. Their mom passed away earlier this year. And we were right in the middle with mom working on a plan of distributing her traditional IRA strategically through three different ways that we talk about often on this show.
Mm-hmm.
One, she was over 70 and a half, over 73 years old, so she was required to take required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. So that money had to go into her checking account or an investment account. But she wanted to give, and so we were given through QCD. But she also had the ability with One Big Beautiful Bill to pull more money through her tax return, and in this case, pay zero tax and get it to a Roth. And if we had been working through this process for some time, and had she made it into 2026, we would have been able to complete the process and fully get all of her traditional IRA distributed through her tax return without any taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But she passed away, and so I was sitting with her daughters, as two daughters that were sitting there, and I'm going through all the rules now of these three different accounts. They have a non-qualified account, just like an account that they've made with their checking account. They have a little bit of traditional IRA left, and then they have a Roth IRA. However, the traditional and the Roth are now considered inherited IRAs. So, Jack, number one, there's a difference between your IRA and an inherited IRA, especially if you're a non-spousal beneficiary. If you're a spouse, the rules are a little different. You can take the IRA of your spouse as your own. But if you are a non-spousal beneficiary, you have to open up an inherited IRA first and that money is in an inherited IRA. The rules are a little different than your IRA because now that money has to be distributed and completely through your tax return over a 10-year period of time. And so I was sitting there going through all of these rules and trying to kind of figure out a plan, and I thought it was just a great reminder of the point that your IRA that you have that maybe you've been putting money into, or if you had an old 401k at work and then you transferred that to a traditional IRA for one reason or another, when you're a non-spousal beneficiary and you inherit that kind of money, that money cannot stay in your IRA. It has to be a separate bucket, and it has to be distributed through your tax return over a 10-year period. So I looked at the two sisters, and I said, now, you guys have individual plans. I said, but you have a choice now. You have this money in the traditional IRA. I recommend for both of you, because of your current tax bracket and the current tax rules, that you go ahead and distribute this money this year, because you can either grow the money in that bucket and then one day pay more tax, or you can go ahead and deal with the tax now and then start to incorporate it into your plan. And so, like a lot of topics I try to bring up, it's very difficult to maybe see the whole picture over a quick radio call, mm-hmm. but just know that inherited IRAs must be treated differently than your IRA. They have to be distributed through the tax return and then back into your checking account, and then you can kind of start over from there, whatever your plan is.
Okay. How do folks get a hold of you?
Phone number 859-309-0349. Website, thefamilywealthgroup.com.
What is the TV commercial that I'm seeing with you and your fine son Reed on it and a horse or two?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Life is Good. That's Life is Good. So Life is Good is a horse that's out at Windstar Farm. And over the last couple of years, when Reed was at Kentucky, the folks at Windstar Farm reached out to us and asked Reed if he wanted to be involved in an NIL deal with the farm. And so we did that when he was at Kentucky. And then they treated us to a trip to the Kentucky Derby. So after Reed was finished at Kentucky, they invited us to go to the Kentucky Derby. We went to the Kentucky Derby with them and stayed in their suite and just had a blast. And we've just continued to have a good relationship with the folks at Windstar Farm. And last summer we conducted a little camp for some kids out at the farm. They have a gym out there. And
well, nice.
They shot another commercial with Life is Good. So, yeah, that's our buddy out there. Life is Good.
Well, what is? Tell us about Life is Good. I mean, the horse itself is obviously good, right?
Yeah. And now he's done racing now. He's done racing.
He's retired.
He's breeding and he's retired. He's retired. Yep. Okay. And he's retired. But oh my goodness, just a beautiful, well behaved horse. I mean. Stacy, my wife, was raised around horses and loves horses. And the general manager, Elliot Walden, out at Windstar, he was just amazed because as soon as Stacy saw Life is Good, she just started like hugging on him and loving on him and petting on him. And she's like, and Elliot was like, nobody usually treats Life is Good that way. They kind of stand back. And so she just went in strong with a big hug and was loving on them.
They
so
know.
It's been fun.
They know.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, yep. No question. Yep. Well, that's nice. It's a good commercial.
Me? No, I was 50 feet away. I've never been around horses that much.
I'm with you, man. They scare me, and I don't know why, but they do. They just scare me.
Just inexperienced.
Yeah.
Just inexperienced.
Hey, listen, have a good week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Talk to you Friday, buddy.
All right, brother.
Thank you.